Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to you all. My name is Marina Liero-Naples, and I am the host here on the Meeting Ike Series Blog Talk Radio Show. I have been missing in action quite a bit. My last show was about a month ago, right around there. And I have been so busy, but I've been wanting to do another show, and it just kept gnawing at me and gnawing at me. And I thought, well, you know what? Why don't I do a show about our life, what we are doing on our life's path, and how we end up being put on a certain path, how it can change, and what it brings to our life, and have we planned for that? Was it destiny? Were we led there? Was there something from the outside that drew us to a certain way? Or do we feel as though we are being swept away, drowning in what's going on around us and that everything is out of control and very chaotic? And if so, what is the difference in between something that feels as though it's just right and everything just played out the way it should or could have, and why other times your own life or someone else you know, why their life seems so out of control? And later I'm going to describe some of that, but where are you now? And are you where you thought you would be, say, 6 months ago, a year ago? And I know these last couple of years have been very difficult for everyone around the globe. But let's even go back 5 years ago. Are you where you thought you would be now? Have your plans changed? Were there opportunities for you that these last couple years or so opened up and gave you that otherwise wouldn't have existed? Or was it detrimental and it took you off your path and you had to change things, or things happened that were out of your control? And you're in a space and time now that you don't want to be. What's going on in your life? And what do you plan to do about it? What have you got in the makings? Or do you have anything at all? Let's see. I've got someone here, and I'm never really good at knowing how to do this. Okay. I've got someone who was on hold. Can you hear me? Are you there? Oops, maybe they're not there. Hello there. So anyway, let's get back to that. And I'm going to use some of my own story about these last few years, what's been going on with me, and how it's changed my life and the directions that it's led. Now, I do a couple different things. One is the Meeting Ike series, where I teach kids ages 6 to 18 different classes online. Before I started doing it online, I was actually setting them up in person locally to where I was to teach kids these different things, psychic development, intuition development, energy healings, and all kinds of different things, working with the auras and their chakras and things like that. What really changed for me, I'd have to say, is that this did open up an opportunity for me that I didn't consider, was when everything did go down on lockdown and schools closed, they shut down, and people were frantic when they, you know, when the powers that be shut down our world and restricted everything and just pulled the rug out from everybody around the planet. I had just before that, I'd say a couple of months before that, had applied to out school and to teach and hold some of my classes online there. Now, what guided me to do that? Because once this happened with the shutdown and I put my classes up there, I was, I'll have to say, my classes filled up constantly, and I was adding new times and dates to my schedule, and those would be filling up. So something such as that pulled in a huge opportunity for me. But would that opportunity have been there? Would I have seen that? You know, at what point would I have been on OutSchool to ride that wave that was going on? Because before, like I said, before all of this happened, I had applied to OutSchool to be an instructor on there, and I had done my, you know, had my background checked on and everything that they require. And there was no way to even fathom that this was, you know, the way that the world was going to be. It was going to shut down. But once it did, I became very, very busy with the classes. So it did draw me away from a path that I had focused and wanted to be for me. So I'd say universally led is what happened with me to be able to hold these classes and to get out there. So right now, as of right now, since I started on OutSchool just over 2 years ago, I have had over 1,160 students taking my classes. That's a significant number of students to have in that period of time, and I am just excited and thrilled and grateful for that. And so how does something like that happen? What I was doing before the classes is that I was focusing on my All Natural Body Care Products company, and I had just redesigned my logo, my labels for my containers. I got some new containers, invested a good, healthy amount of money in the organic and all natural ingredients to be able to make my products. And I started formulating and adding some additional ones to it, putting together. Well, that bottomed out. So something gave, but there was something that went and replaced in that spot there. I ended up throwing in hundreds of dollars of product away because there were no vendor shows. There were, you know, stores and shops and salons and everything was where they were all closed. So I didn't really have an online presence that I should have had, and that type of following online that I could have had. So I was not making any sales with that. So everything just absolutely came to a screeching halt with that, but then I became very busy with the classes. It also gave me time to sit down and design, okay, what is it that I want to do with Meeting Ike series? I had that time available to invest into designing some more of that merchandise that I always had in the back of my mind, some idea, you know, and I had it out there. But never did anything truly concrete with it because I was trying to stay so busy with the products business. Well, the way the universe works is that all those thoughts I had, and this is the important part, I'm sure you've heard about programming and setting your intentions and the different ways to do it, the movie that was out there called The Secret, and the different people who are in that movie and how they set their intentions, either consciously or unconsciously. Well, I'm going to have to say with the Meeting Ike series, that was unconscious. It wasn't a direct decision focused where I sat down and designed this and had a goal to aim toward or a time frame with the deadlines on certain things. These were ideas that I had, desires that I had. I thought, gee, wouldn't that be nice if, gee, I'd really like to do X, Y, Z. And so those were thoughts while I was busy working on something else. And I have heard and read and seen time and time again is that's really where and how it happens. when you have this idea and you put it out there, but then you let go of it. Because if you are hanging on to it, then that higher power can't. You have it. You have to let it go and release it to whatever your name is for God, the universal power, the higher power. You let it go. These are your thoughts, your ideas, your desires of what you would like to have in your life. And unconsciously, this is what I did do. And so now here I am. Ever since then, I've been focusing on Meeting Ike series, and I have brought to market now some different merchandise. I have some of the downloadable guided meditations of the original ones for the younger kids, and I am going to be going in this next week or two is setting up and recording other guided meditations and other classes that I can end up uploading to my website for purchasing or up to, on udemy.com. So there has been so much work behind the scenes, and I've been very quiet. I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio and doing shows at all, but here it all is. So it's really come to fruition. As far as my products business, I had the idea of and wanting to, and like I said, I went ahead and purchased a number of different ingredients and essential oils and different things like that, products, and I wanted to do is switch over that business where I would be making the saver size items, gifts for different functions and focusing on that more than individual and vendor shows. I just wanted the mass to make larger quantities and to be doing something like that. So that was my goal, which I will be going into and doing over the summer. But the Meeting Ike series really has felt like it's home for me. So that's what I've been doing. And then also in between all of that, I have published last October was my very first book. That is a novella with 5 short stories called Uncloaked, Norse Myth, Secrets, and Magic Revealed. And that talks about the Norse myths. I've been working on this, actually a series that I'll be coming out with that follows this novella. And working on that over the last, I'd say, 4 years. And so I wrote this one book, Uncloaked, to come out beforehand. So people weren't familiar with the Norse myths as much as they'd like to. They could learn about them. I just published also now our 2 other ones. One is Simon's Journey Home, One Dog's Forever Home Adoption Tale. A senior dog that I had come across over at an SPCA. That SPCA had been in headline news for very inhumane practices, high kill rates, and so there was a complete overhaul at that SPCA. And if Simon had been brought into that SPCA just, I think, not even a couple of months before that, he surely would have been killed by them. It just so happens that his path led him, he was found as a stray in an industrial area, and when he was brought in, changes had been made at that SPCA. It just so happens one day I decided to go there. I had no intentions whatsoever of doing so, but I had gone over to that SPCA and saw him and brought him home. And he was very ill when I brought him home. I got him healthy. And one day I looked at him and I thought, what's your story? Where have you been? Who have you met? Before we found you, he's a senior dog. He was about 10 years old. And so I started to write a story from his point of view. And so these are adventures from his point of view. There are also 2 interviews in the book. One is with Nathan Winograd, who is the founder director of the No Kill Revolution, author of about 8 books. He has a documentary. The other one is the former director of the SPCA that when Simon was there. And so I think you really enjoy that also. But the point is on these is Simon's book sat for many years. And I had been wanting to finish it, but it was a very emotional thing for me. So I kept it set aside. And in my heart, where my desires are, my heart, I knew that that story was there in the file and that it was safe there, and I knew I wasn't ready for it. And then many years later, I just started to thinking about it, and I thought, okay, I think it's time. I'll take it out and review it a bit. And I transcribed it onto my computer because it was all handwritten. And then little by little, I was having that desire to finish it, but I wasn't really consciously staying aware of it. I would be on my computer pulling up a file, accidentally bring up his file, which brought attention to it. I think it's the universe's way of working, having that happen. I'm sure you felt things like that in your life, too, have happened as well, that you're doing something, then all of a sudden there is something else staring at you right in your face. So I started listening to that. I paid attention. And a lot of people don't. They can turn, it's always a choice, turn their back on it, change their point of view, change their focus. Something else grabs their attention. So we really do have a choice about what it is that we do. We are in more control over our own life than what we really think that we are. I finished Simon's book. I also pulled up something else I had written after I had done some meditation on this one topic that really, really was very impactful for me. And I published at the same time that I published Simon's book. And so the both of those are up and available. They are on, the platforms on my website. So this third one is, it's a monograph. And a monograph is a single topic item writing. And it's short, so it's a pocketbook size that I'm getting done at the printers, but it's also available as an e-book as well. And the title of that is, What is Your Spiritual Legacy? And it's to me, it was so profound, the things that the information and the insights that came up during the meditation I had that day. The information and what just came to me was unexpected and very enlightening. And so I really encourage people to check out that that publication of mine as well, What is Your Spiritual Legacy? And it's under my author name of Marina Lieros Naples, which is what I use here. And so I have other books coming up this year, but those are the three that are out there now. And I use those not only to, advertise and put, toot my horn here, but also using all of this as examples as for how things change, over the last handful of years. If you had asked me 3 years ago if I thought I'd be where I am now, I'd say no, if you asked me 5 years ago about writing books on Norse mythology, say, I don't know a thing about Norse mythology. Why would I write a book on that? And I really didn't. And I don't know what led me or drew me to writing about it, because I knew, I know about, Thor and Odin, Loki, things like that, and some of the goddesses. But I really didn't know anything about the Norse myths. So I had to look into them. I had to study them. And that took over 3 years of reading and researching, investigating, and taking the time to be able to try and understand a number of the aspects to Norse mythology, because it's very confusing. But again, my point in all of this is, how are we led to where we are now, and where are we going from here? I mean, I look at what I'm doing now. I just finally got my author website and Meeting Ike series website. that are up and mostly where I want them. I'm not a website designer. This is everything I've done on my own. And I've just now set it up where you can go to those websites and purchase directly through me. I do have an Etsy shop for both of those, for the author and for Meeting Ike series. I do have my books up like Amazon, Kobo, Barnes and Noble, Google Play, all of that. But now everything is available on my website. And I've wanted to, for quite a while, have my websites this burning inner desire that you feel right inside of your gut. You know, when people say you have that gut feeling, you know, that burning desire in there to be able to have all of this. But I was focused on everyday life, you know, and you get swept away doing other things. And, you know, then you have those many little crises that happen, you know, whether somebody in the family or with your vehicle, the, you know, the refrigerator, certain things like that that take all of your attention away. And you've got to go and take care of those immediately. And so then you forget about your dreams. You forget about your desires and your plans and your goals. But I'm here to tell you, they're really there. They're really out there. And you need to, when you get that little voice within, you get that little through your mind so easily, just flows in there without any effort. Stop and listen to that, because those thoughts are the ones that are huge in making your life take you onto the path of what you have been heartfully programming all along. You don't have to work hard at it. You don't have to struggle through them, because those thoughts are there threading through you to say, here it is. Its time has come. Follow it. Follow that path so that you can take and become that which you want to become and where you want to be. Now, I see somebody's on here, and I'm seeing these little buttons. One says, I'm going to try this live one here. And hopefully that will bring you on to the show. I see. Hello. 919 area code number. Do you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Oh, there you are. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Kay, K-A-Y.
Kay. Well, welcome, Kay. And what would you like to share or ask today?
This is my first time calling in, so I wasn't sure the full name, but I did have a question. Well, one, I wanted to share that right now I'm in such a beautiful peace space, and it's taken me some time to get here, it feels great, and I try not to worry about why it's so great and just staying in the greatness, so... Like,
yep. And that's where the gratitude comes in. You just keep saying, thank you so much, now give me more, right?
Right. I've been interviewing. I had a wonderful third round interview for a magnificent position last Tuesday. And I truly believe it's going to be for me. But because I didn't get a call by Friday, it's like all of a sudden weary starts kicking in. And then it's like I have to talk myself out. Okay, but you're in a beautiful space. You've already spoken this, so why are you stressing yourself? So, you know, going back and forth with that mindset.
Right. And I'll say, too, is that, you know, all these things that I'm saying, there are many things that haven't worked out. You know, I'll set up my schedules for Meeting Ike series on OutSchool, and I'll share it on Facebook. I'll put that over on my website. And there are many classes that I end up canceling because I don't get people signing up. But overall, I mean, I have to look at the big picture. Like if you're looking at what you're saying right there is that I look at all of those students in just over 2 years that I've had. And I say that's just incredible. So when you don't get a call back, but then you're getting other calls or it leads to something else, you know that that's part of your path too.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So staying in that mindset of grateful, being grateful and gratitude, that's what I find myself working on. I'm very conscious of it. I have always been a worrier. I never liked to be, but I have to admit that I am. So, you know, I have to talk myself down out of the worry that I find myself gravitating to, because it seems like the norm. I know it's not a normal, but it becomes the norm because that's how I will find myself functioning. So, you know,
I think that everybody's going through that. So thank you for bringing that up, is that everything that we've gone through in these over 2 years, we're being bombarded with information on the news, the television, people talking about it. We can't get away from it. It's hitting every aspect of our life, all the changes and all of the forcing of different things. And you know, there's so much controversy, is that it's so dip out of that and say, hey, this is too much. I need to step away from it. I need some break because it's overwhelming. And because, and again, thank you for bringing it up, because what happens is that we do not stay in touch with that inner part of ourselves. And I tell my students all the time, you know, one of my classes is Calm the Chaos. It's a guided meditation. And what I tell them is that chaos is when things are happening around you. It's just crazy. There's noise, confusion, people talking, one's moving, everything's going on, and it's just you can't focus. But I tell them we can also have chaos on the inside.
Yes.
And so meditation, what it does is it helps you to, or prayer, it helps you to focus and get in touch with that inside part of ourselves that always feels good, that is always calm, and that knows the truth of everything, no matter what anybody is saying, no matter what is happening around us, no matter what our thoughts are trying to tell us, the truth resides inside of us. And that's where the truth, the desires, the knowledge, everything's inside of us, that higher part of ourselves. And so, what I'd say to you too, the same thing is, so you don't get down, so you stay in that beautiful space that you are in, is whether you do meditation or you do prayer or both, is get back in touch with that inner part of yourself where it is always feeling good, where all those gifts come from.
Right.
And so then you can do that before you head out, before you want to, you don't get that call back on something in certain things, and see if that helps also open up even more doors for you.
True. Okay. I like that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I've got to wrap this up because I'm just about done here for this episode. So I hope you will listen in and call in and listen to some other shows as well. And welcome to go ahead and follow me on Meeting Ike series on my website, which is meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Pinterest, and Twitter. So just about anywhere, Meeting Ike series is there. And, if you have kids that are ages 6 to 18 within the family, or people you know that would like to be able to take some of my classes, that is on outschool.com as Marina Naples, Naples. And I just wish everyone that peace and serenity that we all have within us, to go ahead and take that time out that is so important, to be able to get in touch with that, listen to it, and always, always, always continue to dream, plan, design how you want your life. And if you get swept away into another path, like what has happened to me, there are gifts there also. So don't feel as though the loss of what you didn't get, but look at all of those gifts that you did get on this new path. But meditation and prayer always help you to stay in contact with that inner part of yourself, so you can block out all that negativity that's going on in the world. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and thank you for joining me for this episode. I hope you'll tune back again in another episode in the future that I have coming up. Bye for now, everyone.